Whereas the boys are in tape delay tonight, the girls will be in tape delay tomorrow. All right, Skagway's got the ball now. 47-3 the score. Belisle works it over on the right-hand side to Brady. Brady's got nobody defending him. Tees up a jump shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Brett Wilson. Dean on the right-hand side of the court. Works it down low to Jackson. Jackson wants to throw a couple of post moves. No, gets it back outside to Friday. Friday works it over to the left-hand side of the court. Dean has it now. Down in the corner to Friday. He doesn't put up that jump shot. Over to Sean Mary, and the cake is content to work the ball around the perimeter and look for something easy on the interior. And if that doesn't happen, they bring it right back outside. Brett Wilson gets it in the corner, down to Friday, back to Wilson. The interior pass to Jackson. He just gets a hand on it, pulls it in. Outlet to Mary, and Mary knocks down the 15-foot jump shot for his fourth point of the game, 49-3. The score now with 6:50 left to play in the game. Alex Ackerman with a wide-open jump shot just missed it. Rebound comes down to Dean, and Cake will attack again. Sean Mary has the ball, gets it over to Friday. Friday works the ball over to Dean on the right-hand side. Down in the corner now to Friday, in the interior pass to Jackson, back to Friday, back out to Dean. Dean looking to get it in to Jackson. Jackson's double-teamed by Colton Belisle and Alex Ackerman. Oh, a beautiful pass to the cutting Dean, unable to secure the layup. Fight for the rebound. One Cake player in amongst five Skagway players, and the Cake player is Jackson. He's able to tie up Skagway, and it will be Cake basketball. He had one arm in amongst five Skagway players, and it was just enough for him to get a hand on the ball, long enough for the official to call a jump. And it is Cake basketball now on the right-hand side. Now they're working it around the perimeter to the left and all the way down on the left-hand baseline. Benham has the ball now back up top to Mary. Mary's going to work it over to Dean. Dean surveys that 2-3 zone by Skagway. Over to Benham. Benham wants to get it down low. And that's what they're going to do. They're going to work it around the exterior of that three-point line until they can get something easy down low. Inside-out game in play here. And there it is. Mary finds a little gap in the zone, gets underneath, throws up a shot. I mean, he's all of 5 feet tall and misses his shot. Rebound comes down to Belisle. Cole Belisle now up at the top of the key. Over on the right-hand side to Brady. Brady, nobody guarding him. He takes a jumper and misses. Fights for his own rebound, unable to corral it in. Ball goes back to Cake. Cake doing a beautiful job of limiting Skagway to one shot per possession. They're tough on the glass. In the corner now, Benham wants to fake that three-point jumper. Instead, feeds it into the interior, unable to come up with a pass. It's Shawan Jackson-Gamble, and it is Skagway basketball. Colton Belisle driving. Passes back out to Brady. Brady gets it over to Cook. Cook from the free throw line. No good. Out of bounds. And it will be Cake basketball. 49-3 the score, with 4:30 left to play in the game. And now the clock will run at this point in the game. Benham brings the ball up for Cake. The Cake Thunderbird are rolling tonight here in Cake, Alaska, in front of a home crowd, packed gymnasium. Shot goes up by Baldomero Aceveda, and it does not connect. The first action of the evening. He quickly throws up a jump shot before he gets in the rhythm. Oftentimes those miss. Colton Belisle now with the ball for Skagway. Works it into the forecourt. Gets it over to Wyatt. Wyatt looking to get it down to Ackerman. Ackerman is not guarded. They're daring him to shoot that jump shot, and he does. And he does not connect, but right over to Micah Cook for the rebound. And that ball is stripped away from Cook, but Skagway comes down with the basketball. Colton Belisle has it now.
And we still rebound, Wyatt.
And he's looking to get it over to Danny Brady. Danny Brady brings it into the zone a little bit, gets it over to Ackerman, back over to Colton. Colton Belisle for two, no good. With that 15-foot jump shot, it was all the way down, and then it just, at the last second, popped back out. Cake turns the ball over. Ackerman picks it up in the middle of the court, and he's going to go 1-on-4 against Cake. He's fouled, but no foul called, and ball is picked up by Sean Mary. Sean Mary now, eighth grader on Cake's squad, brings it up the court. Gets it over to Aceveda. Aceveda's second shot of the night, also no good. Wyatt comes down with the rebound. Wyatt Belisle comes down with the rebound, but is tied up by Benham, and the ball will be now Skagway basketball. 2:55 left to go in the game. 49-3 the score. Colton Belisle working the ball onto the right-hand side of the court. Takes a 12-foot jumper and knocks it down for two. 49-5 now the score. And a beautiful little one-handed jumper by Colton Belisle. Gives Skagway a couple more points on the night. It is Aceveda again, and third time's the charm for Baldomero, Aceveda. As he knocks down his first jumper of the night. 51-5 the score now. Cake up over Skagway. Wyatt Belisle's got the ball. Three-point line, elbow extended, gets it down to Ackerman. Ackerman shot off the rim twice. Beautiful touch by Ackerman, but just not enough. Ball comes back down to Benham from Cake. Benham gets it, works the ball back out outside. Over to Aceveda for another shot, no good. Wyatt Belisle with a rebound over to Cook and then into the hands of the point guard. Colton Belisle. Colton working it with his left-hand side over to the left-hand side of the court. Puts up a shot, unable to connect. Ackerman there for the rebound and ties it up just long enough to get the ball over to Brady. Brady's shot blocked. Ackerman there for the rebound. Off the glass, no good. Brady working for the rebound again all over the court. Diving on the floor. Unable to corral it. Benham now with the basketball for Cake. A minute 25 left to go in the game. And the coach of the Cake Thunderbirds is calling for one shot with over a minute to play in the game. They're going to work it around the exterior. They're going to try and find somebody wide open down low. But they want one shot. They don't want any more. They want to get out of this gym with a win. Has it. Works it over to Mary. Mary's going to take his time. Gets the ball over to Wilson. Wilson's just going to hold it unless Skagway extends the defense. And they do. Forcing the ball out of Wilson's hand. Down the corner to Benham. He gets it back out to Mary. Over to Wilson now. On the left-hand side, he gets it to Aceveda. Aceveda wants to throw up shot, but you know what? He's not supposed to, so he doesn't. And he just kind of dribbles it around a little bit. Back over to Wilson at the top of the key. Over to Mary. And it looks like time is running out on the Skagway Panther offense. Benham now has the ball, and Cake is just running out the clock. He wants to work it down low to Dean, but no good. Under 20 seconds now to go. Mary has the ball over on the left-hand side to Aceveda. Now Aceveda is in possession of the ball, but a three-second violation is called, and Skagway is going to watch that clock run out. 3-2-1, Colton Belisle passes the ball to Ackerman. Ackerman gets off the last second shot. No good. No good. That final score in the boys' tilt tonight, 51-5, Cake Thunderbird, the Skagway Panther.